5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello everyone, and welcome to your latest bonus content segment, Corona Inside Times. We've got something a bit different for you today. We actually have no idea what's about to happen because we've got to introduce you to a very special someone.
You guys might have seen him, but you won't have heard from him yet.
Yeah, the silent assassin. His name is Seb, and he's been working with us since January, doing lots of fantastic things. If you received Patreon stickers, Seb licked them with his own tongue.
He doesn't have corona, I don't think. I don't need to worry about that. And also, like, he's here because you patrons are so amazing in supporting the show. Thank you guys so much, because without you, we wouldn't have Seb. Quizmaster
Seb.
I wouldn't have a job. Thanks for that.
Seb's put together a quiz for us. We haven't seen it. So Seb's going to be the quizmaster. And then Saruti and I are going to completely embarrass ourselves by finally revealing how little we actually know about true crime.
It's all a facade. We just cram really hard every single week like we're doing a true crime exam. And then we just forget everything straight out the other end.
It's one of those open book exams, though, where you can bring your notes in.
Exactly. It's coursework.
Yeah, it's like a, what's it called? A Viva.
Oh, what's that?
It's what PhD students have to do when they submit their thesis and then they have to defend it in like a presentation, I think.
Oh my God, that's exactly what it's like. But we have to do it with the internet and loads of angry people and lots of lovely people out there.
So I think because we have no idea what's going to happen, it's going to be quite difficult for us to steer the ship in this one. So I think I'm going to hand over to the fabulous Seb.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the red-handed quiz, which I couldn't think of a more quizzy name for or a true crimey name for. So that's all the rounds I came up with interesting names and like funny little quips. But for the actual title, it's just a red-handed quiz. We're just going to go with that.
No problem.
Oh, I feel like we need little, I know we're like one person teams, but you need like a pub quiz team name each of us.
I'm the fact check fairy.
Okay, you're the fact check fairy.
Oh no.
Do you want a name?
Oh God, I started this and I haven't got a good name. Oh no, fuck. Shit, I feel really under pressure now. Oh, I don't know. I'm going to go with something.
What about Right Said Fred West?
Okay, we'll go with that. Right Said Fred West.
So we've got Right Said Fred West versus the fact check fairy. For the purpose of this, I might just stick to your actual names.
Okay, fair enough.
But sort of just imagine there's a little bracket underneath that with your great little pub quiz names.
Right.
The first round's called Allegedly Influential. Are we all ready to go?
Ready.
God. Let's go.
So, allegedly influential. In this round, we test your knowledge of pop culture, crime, and a little bit of hearsay. For every question, I'm going to give you the name of three celebrities, along with a little bit of info on what they've allegedly, big allegedly, done wrong. And then I'm going to ask you to guess who has the most followers on a certain social media platform. Do we all understand?
Got it.
Have they all done the same alleged thing or different alleged things?
Different alleged things.
Okay.
That's
okay,
what makes it so exciting. They're so old. Okay. There was no shortage of material for this one. I could have done this for the entire quiz. People are awful and celebrity culture is wrong. You get 10 points for getting the correct answer. And if you both get the same answer right, then we split the points. So it becomes 5 each.
Oh, competitive. Okay.
It is very competitive.
I'm going to start throwing her off by sending stuff to her phone.
I'm not looking at my phone, Hannah. Cheetah Maguire over there with her phone.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, can we just go phone-less?
Okay, sorry, I'm throwing my phone is being thrown out of the box. That was it hitting the floor.
I'm not sure I believe that. Are we ready for question one? We're going to go. Hannah gets to give her answer first, just because her name's alphabetical. I couldn't think of a better way of doing this.
Okay.
But next quiz, if this goes well, you're in there. You're first. You get the advantage. So, question one. I'm going to give you the three celebrities and then the social media platform, which I want to get you to guess who has the most followers on. So, your first celebrity is Mark Wahlberg. He was jailed for 2 years. He only served 45 days for racially attacking two Vietnamese men and knocking one of them unconscious with a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Second celebrity, Kevin Spacey. Don't really need a lot of info there. Accused of several acts of sexual assault and dealing with it like a right knob.
And if you'd like to know more about what Kevin Spacey did and how all of his victims are mysteriously turning up dead, at least a fifth of them, as we discovered, you can go check out our Under the Duvet episode, I Can't Remember, and if you sign up to be a patron. And it's all there.
Always be closing.
Our last celebrity is Caitlyn Jenner. She was involved in a car crash in 2015. That killed a 69-year-old woman, and she was allegedly driving far too fast for the road conditions when her Hummer hit the Lexus that the old woman was driving and pushed her into oncoming traffic, which is all terrible. But most importantly, who has the most followers on Instagram?
I think it's got to be Caitlyn Jenner.
Saruti?
So wait, it was Mark Wahlberg, Kevin Spacey and Caitlyn Jenner. I feel like it's going to be some weird twist here, and I think it's going to be Mark Wahlberg.
Are we locking those answers in?
Yeah.
Yeah, final answer.
It's Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, yes!
Marky Mark.
I know.
Marky Mark.
Don't know how many followers the Funky Bunch have got, but Marky Mark's doing it for everyone. On to question two. I'm going to give you three celebrities, and then I'm going to ask you their social media-based question. So our first celebrity is CeeLo Green. He was known for singing Forget You and turning up to the Met Gala covered in gold body paint. But in 2012, he was actually accused of sexual battery, which he didn't get convicted of. But he did get convicted of furnishing a controlled substance, and he was given 360 hours of community service and 52 hours of Narcotics Anonymous meetings. His second celebrity, Wesley Snipes, is the actor known for Blade and Dolomite Is My Name more recently. Between 1999 and 2004, he made $37 million. He paid $0 in federal taxes. So in 2008, he was sentenced to 3 years in prison for tax evasion, rightfully so. And our last bit of a curveball here is Stephen Fry, known for presenting QI and starring in Blackadder and writing several really decent books. He was sentenced to 3 months in jail when he was 17 for credit card fraud, something which he considers to be a turning point in his life. But who has more followers on Twitter?
Can I have the names again?
It's CeeLo Green,
yeah.
Wesley Snipes, and Stephen Fry.
I think it's got to be Stephen Fry on Twitter. But he doesn't have it anymore, does he? Okay, I changed my mind. Hold on. Wesley Snipes.
So Hannah's locked down for Wesley Snipes.
Is that an accurate assumption, Seb, that it's about who has currently, if they are on Twitter, or was it like last count?
No, who currently, when writing this quiz, had the most followers on Twitter?
Well, I'm going to go for CeeLo Green then.
I can't believe this. You're both wrong. It's Stephen Fry.
Fuck's
He's back
sake.
On Twitter. And he's got 12.7 million followers.
See, Hannah did throw me off by telling me he wasn't on there anymore.
CeeLo Green had 1.6 million and Wesley Snipes only had 256,000.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, Wesley deserves better than that.
I know. He's a decent actor. The tax evasion was bad, but he is a decent actor.
Yeah, but it's not bashing people around like bloody CeeLo Green, is it?
Exactly. Yeah. Or Mark Wahlberg.
Or Marky Mark. Fucking fuck that guy.
Question three for... allegedly influential. This is your last allegedly influential question. So here are your three celebrities. Snoop Dogg. He was charged with murder in 1993, but acquitted in 1996, although he has had so many drug possession charges, it's literally ridiculous. Second celebrity, 50 Cent. He was charged with the unlawful possession of a firearm in 2002 and charged with three counts of assault and battery in 2003 after he jumped into the crowd to attack a man who threw a water bottle at him. And lastly, is good old, bad old Chris Brown, convicted of domestic violence in 2009 for attacking Rihanna. And then he got a tattoo of her face on his neck while she was all beaten up. And that was really horrible. But who has the most followers on Instagram?
Give me that. Sorry, can I have the names again? Snoop Dogg and?
Snoop Dogg, 50 Cent, Chris Brown. Who has the most followers on Instagram?
See, I feel like Snoop Dogg's quite funny. So I feel like he'd probably have really good content. But then... 50 Cent is arguably more current. I'm going to get dragged the fuck for saying that. Chris Brown should still be in prison, so I'm not going to say that. Did you see that documentary that they brought out with basically him defending himself? And I was just like, no, actually,
no.
Sorry. No, Rita Ora. You can't. No, Rita Ora's in it. And she's like, he's just such a great person.
Shut. Do you know what? Rita Ora needs to just fuck off. I honestly can't stand that. What is she? Who is she? Oh, my God. I can't believe she's defending Chris Pratt. Well, actually, I can because she looks just that stupid.
Yeah, she's basically just like, oh, but he's got a kid now. So?
And? He's still got a fucking tattoo of Rihanna's beaten face on his neck. Fuck off. But Rihanna, like, seriously, so much love. Do you see how much money she's giving to, like, domestic abuse shelters?
Yeah. She's the fucking bomb. I love her.
She's just the fucking best. Like, we love you, Rihanna. If you ever want to come be on Allegedly Influential with us on Red Handed, you are very welcome.
Do you know what? I think I've had a change of heart because I think there's been a very recent push for people to forget what's happened. So I think his team would have probably done quite a big social media thing. So I'm going to say Chris Brown.
You're saying Chris Brown?
Yeah.
Is that locked in?
Yeah, it's locked in, yeah.
Cerruti?
I'm going to go for Snoop Dogg.
You're going Snoop Doggy Dog. Unfortunately, and really aggravatingly, the answer is Chris Brown.
Yes! Motherfucker! The only time I've ever been happy to hear that name.
He has 63.2 million followers.
What?
Snoop Doggy Dog, only 41.8. And 50 Cent lagging behind with 25.5 million
Whoa,
followers.
Whoa, Fiddy.
Jesus Christ. That's like the entire population of the UK almost following Chris Brown.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Man.
Oh, my God. People, can we just...
Are we equals peoples?
We are equals peoples. So scores on the doors after that round. Equals peoples, both on 10.
Okay.
Woohoo. Okay, right. It's hot now, that means.
This is happening. So, round two. This is called Crime Doesn't Pay. See, it's a great title.
Great. Good job.
Thank you.
This is why we hired him, everybody.
For punny titles. In this round, I'm going to give you the name of someone who's previously been discussed on the podcast, or potentially is just so famous that everyone's going to know who they are, who was a criminal. But what did they do for a living?
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm in it.
The person with the least points was supposed to go first, but you're both on the same points. So we're going to let Cerruti go first because Hannah went first the first time. It's 10 points for the correct answer. If you both pick the same answer, then the points are split. But this one isn't multiple choice. You just got to give me what you think it is and I'll judge who I think got closest.
Okay.
Great.
Right. We're there. We all get it. Question one. Ed Gein, world's probably second most favourite murderer. Murdered at least two people and had a house full of exhumed human remains, which he turned into furniture and clothing and all manner of other horrible things. But what did he do for a living?
Oh, God. I want to say he was like, not a handyman, but there was lots of like wood chopping, maybe like a hands-on, like a carpenter, something with wood. a tradesman. Can I say that?
I'll let you say tradesman, but it's quite broad. And if Hannah's more specific, I'm going to have to give it to her.
Fair.
I think I can like envision a pitchfork in one of the photographs of his human skin lamp. So I'm going to say farmer.
Bizarrely, I'm actually going to have to give it to both of you because it's 5 points. He was a tradesman slash handyman slash farmhand. So we're back to equals people. It's so good. Okay.
This is why there's two of us on this show, because between us, we know it.
Question two. This is more current, and you have done a podcast on this fairly recently and potentially libeled him recently. So this should be there. It's good old Gable Tosti.
No, not this motherfucker.
Oh, okay, yes.
Oh, but I know it.
I think I know it. He used to... It's me first, right?
Yeah, we all know the gross stuff he did. Poor old Rowena Wright came off a balcony, he wandered off to get pizza and then called his dad. What did he do for a living?
He used to lay flooring for his dad's company.
Right. Hannah?
I concur, that is the correct answer.
It is the correct answer. Yes! He was a carpet layer. He earned $70 an hour and he worked 6-hour days and just partied for the rest of it.
Yep, that's what you get when you work for your dad, who is a massive fucking enabler of your murderous
and sometimes sends threatening messages on Instagram.
That's why he's got so much time to send us threatening messages. please, for the love of God, everybody listening to this, please do not start bashing him again, because every time that happens, we get a tirade of abuse from him and threats of legal action. We don't have time for that. If we get sued by Gable Tosti, no one's getting any episodes for a month, okay, while we deal with that issue.
Or ever again, to be honest, because it will be incredibly expensive and we just don't have that kind of money.
No, we don't. So please just have a little giggle, have a little laugh, maybe WhatsApp your friends about it. Please don't go onto his Facebook page and call him a ham-faced prick. I'm begging you.
She's being serious. She's not like, taunting you and like daring you to do it with a double negative. Please, honestly, do not do it.
So question three. Arwin Mivis, he found Bernard Branders online and with his consent, chopped off his penis and tried to share it with him, then killed him, froze him and ate him over the next 10 months. What did he do for a living?
I know this one.
He used to be a captain and then I think he became like a computer man, like an IT guy, like fixing your computers and shit.
Right, are you looking that in, sort of computer man?
Yeah.
I think that is the correct answer. I'm also going to say computer man or alternatively IT technician.
Oh, do you know what? I'm going to give Hannah 7.5 points there.
Come on. She researched that episode. She has more info.
You did Gable Tosti. I still knew it.
I got it, computer guy. Come on, this is a fix.
But I actually had IT technician written down and it was like Hannah read it off my screen.
Well, fine.
If there's an opportunity to give more points to you in a similar scenario, it'll come back around, I promise.
Well, I'm just getting a lot of promises of future hope here. That's what I'm getting. But
that's
fine.
Sort of my thing.
That's not a very head girl attitude, Barla, from you. Bit of a spoil sport over there.
No, I'm not a spoil sport. It's fine.
Question four. Myra Hindley. She was convicted alongside Ian Brady for the murder of 5 children, as well as their sexual assault and kidnap. But what did she do for a living?
Secretary.
Yeah?
Yeah, I also think that's true. I think she was a secretary.
You're both there. She was a typist at Millwood, a wholesale chemical distribution company where she met Ian Brady. We're at the halfway point. And Hannah is slightly ahead, but only by half a point.
Outrageous.
So you're both on, let me just quickly do the maths. There we go. Hannah, halfway point, scores on the doors. You've got 32.5 points. Saruti lagging behind by 5 points on 27.5.
Outrageous.
Cut the tension with a knife.
There's all to play for. There's so many points. This next round is a points bonanza. So we could all do...
Bring it on.
You could really stack up some huge points. So, Saruti, you're behind, so you get to answer first. I'm just going to tell you how this works. So this round is called Red Feuded. In a format worryingly similar to Family Feud, I've got the first... And I was going to do the first 10 episodes you released, but unfortunately 1 to 3 are on the feed, and I couldn't ask them what they were without you then knowing what they were. So we just had to bin that off. So it's 4 to 10. For each episode closer to episode 10, you get 10 more points. I was going to do it the closest to the original, but then I realised you're much more likely to remember what the first episode was than the 10th, because that was just in the whole sea of episodes. So it's 40 points for episode 4 and 100 points for episode 10. You get 5 guesses each. However, if you get 2 in a row wrong, you're out.
Oh, shit. So I have to remember the sequence of episodes from episode 4 to episode 10.
You can pick any one. So you could say, I think episode 6 is Gable Tossed It, which it isn't. But
oh,
if you were right...
God. I can't remember anything. What?
Struti.
Yeah.
You get to go first.
I literally cannot fucking remember a thing.
Do you know what the worst thing is I know the first 3. I could reel those off, no problem.
What? Was episode 4.
Unfortunately, you took them off the feed, so you've shot yourselves in the foot.
Hey, everybody who asked us where those first 3 episodes are, they were re-recorded and either put back into the main feed or onto Patreon. In fact, the only one that was put on Patreon is now back in the main feed as of last Saturday. Shit. Oh my god. What the fuck?
Do you know what? I've just decided on the fly. The noises of confusion have made me feel like you all need more guesses. You get 4 guesses each, and if you get 4 wrong in a row, you're out the game. So it's just 4 guesses. That's it.
Shit the bed. I cannot fucking remember anything. What was... Okay, right. What was I... I even went back and went through all of our fucking episodes the other day for a little... Can I defer to Hannah going first? I can't remember.
If you'd like, Hannah can go first.
Okay, I think Colleen Stan, the girl in the box, I think that was number 10.
Oh, it wasn't. I'm sorry.
I think that was later. I'm going to try take a guess. Okay, we didn't just re-record and re-release Stephen Port that early, did we?
I can't see him on the list. I'm sorry.
Okay. Does that count as a guess?
That does count as a guess. You're both... One guess in.
Bodies in the Barrels, Bear Brook Murders.
It's not on the list.
Okay. How about... Mate, honestly, I cannot fucking remember a thing. What the hell were we talking about? What were we doing?
Are we counting the minisode from the cupboard or just full episodes?
We're just doing full episodes. So
for God's sake.
I went on the feed and just took episode 4 to episode 10. That's all we've got.
This is embarrassing. I cannot remember any of our itinerary. I'm trying desperately to think what we did. And all I'm thinking about is fucking the Silent Twins, Stephen Port, and whatever else.
Oh, I think. Oh, no. Because I know what the 3rd one was, but I don't want to tell you because I think it might be one of the ones that we actually know, maybe not.
Okay, wait.
It might be my next guess, though.
Okay, I'm going to say that we did, because I was obsessed with this case, I'm going to say that I would have wanted to do this quite early on. So did we do the White House Farm case before episode 10? Or
yes,
episode 10?
Did.
Yes!
60
okay.
points to Cerruti.
Yes. Fuck, thank fuck for that. Okay.
Episode 6, the White House Farm massacre.
Fuck. Okay, that's the only one that I can remember then. Okay, try think which one the audio quality distressed us the most.
Fucking White House Farm. Because I remember not putting that into the podcast awards reel because the sound was so bad. I'm going to guess serial killer survivor to YouTube star.
Ooh. Unfortunately, it's not on the list. It was in the top 20 because I remember seeing it was not on the list.
Okay, I'm going to guess the one we did with Timu, Late Bodum, because the sound quality was atrocious. I know we recorded it not... normally, because we did it in like the Actors Center.
Are you locking that in?
No, I don't know. Was that 10?
I think you're right there.
Were we that early, like having people on though? I'm gonna say yes.
That was episode 7. You get 70 points.
Oh fucking hell!
Okay, that's it now. I have no idea. I can't remember anything else. I'm surprised that Lake Bowden was in the top 10, or not in the top 10, in the first 10.
I've got one more guess, haven't I?
Yeah, you have.
I don't want it.
Do you know what? Just reel some off. And if you get one, you get some points.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Go on, Anna.
You say that like it's so easy. Suzanne Capper.
Oh, that's good. That's a good shout.
I can't see her on the list.
No, we redid her way later. She's like 45 or something like that.
For fuck's sake.
Oh my God. Enfield Poltergeist.
Yes. Episode 4. Oh, yay. 40 points.
Yay. Good. There we go. Now we're in.
I believe Saruti has one more guess.
Yeah, I'm out.
What? Okay. Shirin Devani, The Honeymoon Murder.
Oh my goodness, you're there with 80 points.
Shut the
Jesus
fuck up.
Christ.
You are crucified out here.
Yes, oh fuck. Goodness. I just thought that because somebody was talking about it on the Facebook group this morning. I did not even think that was in the 10. So I'll take that.
Can you tell us what the other ones were?
So, yeah. You've really made up for that 2.5 point loss earlier.
And look how gracious I'm being about it.
So, we've got episode 4 was the Enfield Poltergeist. Episode 5, Bible John. Episode 6, The White House Farm Massacre. Episode 7, Lake Bodom. Episode 8, Honeymoon Murders. Episode 9, The Beast with the Human Face.
Oh, of course.
Episode 10... Hannah, I'm going to give you a chance to come back here. If you can give me one last guess, I'll give you 100 points for it.
So it was after...
The Beast with the Human Face.
Oh, The Beast with the Human Face.
So after Lucy Blackman, so Saru would have done it. Can I have a clue for 50 points?
I'll give you a clue. It's very left field. Think cookies.
Oh, I know what it is. Can I guess?
No.
No, I give up.
It's the Oklahoma Girl Scout murders.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I resign.
We're not taking it.
Resignation not accepted.
Okay.
Resignation is not happening. Scores on the doors. We have Hannah with 72.5 and Saruti, if I can do the maths quick enough, Saruti is on 157.5. There's a bit of a lead here. There is a little bit of a lead extending itself. However, in this final round and the maths here, I'm not going to lie, this is going to blow my head apart. So it might take me a while to catch up with this one. This is, and I came up with this fantastic name this morning. This is the Newlyweds game.
Ooh, okay.
In other words, the Newlyweds game. As both of you know, I sent you both a set of 10 questions in preparation for this quiz. The questions were not the same, so that you couldn't cheat and work out what I was going to ask.
So much faith in us, Seb. Jesus.
I'm sorry.
I would have cheated, though, so you did the right thing.
Each right answer is 20 points. However, each wrong answer is minus 20.
Oh, okay.
So,
this game just opened up.
Can you pass?
I've just changed my mind on the fly. You can pass.
Okay.
But you have to have a penalty for passing, surely.
It's a minus 10 point penalty for passing. Okay. It's minus 20 for the wrong answer, plus 20 for the right. If you want to pass, you can do, but it's minus 10. Hannah, you're in the lead. You go first.
No, I'm not.
No, you're...
Don't rub it in, mate.
Hannah, you're losing massively. You go first.
Okay.
My first question for Saruti was, what is the name of the city in which you were born?
Oh, I fucking asked her this the other day.
I know. When you asked me this and I told you the answer, I was like, she's going to fucking know because she did a passport application thingy for me.
I don't think I can say it, but I could try and spell it. I'm making this up. I think it's T-I-R-U-V or something. Or begins with a T. That's my final answer.
Saruti?
It is a town in southern India called Tiruvarur. And she got most of the letters that were in there in that spelling.
Are we happy to give Hannah 10 points for that one? Cause...
No, I don't deserve them.
I think you should give her 10 points for that.
I think it's 10 points. You didn't nearly spell it out, but you were closer than you think.
You were close.
I'm going to give you 10. I really, honestly, I feel like you deserved them.
Oh, thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Saruti, you're up next.
Yes, I'm ready.
I asked Hannah, how many times did you take your driving test? Saruti, do you know the answer?
I'm going to say 2.
It was 4 or 5.
Oh,
I'm not proud of it. I just get really nervous.
Oh, no. Well, I've never even taken a driving test, so that's...
Yeah, so all of you listening out there who have failed several driving tests, it gets better.
Life gets better, guys.
I took 6.
Oh, did you? That makes me feel better.
And I booked 7, but I missed one. So it's all fine. So actually, Sarita, you got minus 20 for that one.
Ah, bollocks. Okay, fine.
Bollocks indeed. Hannah, this is your next question. Okay. What is Saruti's biggest fear?
Oh, being lost at sea.
Oh, it's unfortunate. It's being kidnapped and tortured to death.
Oh, I did know that as well. Fuck.
But no, that is a good guess. I am also terrified of being lost at sea and of sharks and of my entire family dying, but also of being kidnapped and tortured to death.
So unfortunately, Hannah, that does give you minus 20.
It's okay,
for that
I was ready for it.
Saruti, this is your next question. What does Hannah dislike more, pigeons or squirrels?
Pigeons.
It is pigeons.
Yeah, fucking disgusting, I hate them.
I know. I, to be honest, looking back, it was a bit of an easy question. Question 3. For Hannah, I asked Saruti, what was the name of your first love? Do you know her answer?
Oh, first, like, proper grown-up love.
It's just her first love. Interpret it as you will.
Oh, no, don't pay me out like that. Let's be
back. Okay, I take it back,
Take Seb's interpret that how you will on board.
Oh, Blue the dog.
Bang on.
Yes!
20 ding, points. Ding, ding. Blue the dog.
And you can beep the other name out when you end. Fuck that guy.
After that slight car crash of a question that I knew I was a bit on the line for asking in the first place.
Yeah, when you sent it to me, I was like, I'm definitely going to say Blue, and I'm hoping Hannah will say that too. Which you did, so there you go.
Saruti, I asked Hannah, what is your This Is My tune? Do you know her answer?
Oh, I'm so bad at remembering songs, but I did know. Fuck. So I'm just going to take a guess. So I'm going to say...
You can pass it, though, for a lesser penalty.
That's true.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to guess it, so I'm going to pass and be
really
So
you
bored.
Pass... Just for entertainment.
No. Actually, I'm not going to pass. I'm just going to take a guess. She cried when she met that guy from A1. So
oh,
I'm gonna
you
take me. Oh, that one. I'm going to say that one.
It's not. It's Edge of 17.
Ah. Okay. She has told me that before, and I didn't. That, but I would never have remembered that.
You just needed some revenge for the first love question. I accept it.
Hannah. I asked Saruti what her favourite episode of Red Handed was. Do you know the answer?
Oh, I think it's the Oklahoma Girl Scouts.
It's not. Oh. It's the Halloween special of 2017.
Oh, motherfucking shit, yeah. Okay.
Saruti, I asked Hannah, what's a song that makes you just turn the radio off?
Oh my God, why are they all song questions? I can't fucking remember. That makes her turn the radio off. Ooh. Shit, I don't know.
I'll give you a clue. I thought this was a bit controversial.
Okay. Oh, right. That was the clue. Oh. I've never seen her turn the radio off for a song. I'm going to say then it's something that other people fucking love if it's controversial. So is it... What's the song people like? I don't fucking know. Is it something by Michael Bublé?
It's not anything by Michael Bublé. It's Who Runs the World by Beyoncé.
Fucking can't stand that shit. Don't sample Pond de Flora and make it shit, Beyoncé. I don't give a fuck who you are. Honestly, that is the only one that I will literally just be like, I will not listen. I refuse to listen to this utter shit.
I agree. It's not a very good song.
Hannah, I asked Saruti, who was her first celebrity crush? Can you give me the answer?
Oh,
Even I forgot for a second and then I just remembered.
Do you know what? I can like remember us discussing this. I know mine was Peter Andre.
Yes.
Oh, I'm just going to have to stab in the dark. Jamie Theepston.
It was Anthony Kiedis.
Oh, fuck. Jamie Theepston. Oh, fucking Jamie Theepston. He's just so tasty.
So after that, I asked Hannah, what subject did you get the best grade in at GCSE level? Saruti, do you know the answer?
GCSE level, I'm going to say, was it drama?
It was history.
Yeah, I got 100% on my history GCSE, but I actually got a B in drama because I fucked up one of the essays.
Oh, I was going to say history or drama. I chose the wrong one. God damn it. Okay, fine. I'll take it. I feel happy with my answer still, so I'll take the minus.
It was a good guess.
It was a great guess. Hannah, I asked Saruti, how many separate people have tried to teach her how to knit?
Oh, okay. 5.
Ooh. She wrote at least 3.
Oh, so what does that mean? What zone of the netherworld are we in now? I don't know.
Saruti, could it potentially be 5?
It could potentially. I reckon that's a 10-pointer.
I think that's a 10-pointer okay, cool. too. Saruti, now this could be a bit of an easy one.
Okay.
What is Hannah's favourite true crime documentary?
Is it The Jinx?
It is The Jinx.
Go me.
You did talk about that in Under the Duvet fairly recently.
Yeah, yes, today.
I didn't imagine that would come up.
Give her the points.
No, that's fine. It is what it is. It's the world we live in. Question 7. We're getting there. There's 10 questions. Okay. Question 7. I asked Saruti, how many near-death experiences did she have while travelling?
Oh, endless. I think there are... I'm going to say 3 and I would happily list them. Actually, no, I'm going to say 2 because one was on a different holiday and then I can say what they are.
Okie dokie. Saruti actually said, honestly, not a clue, at least 4 that stand out. But if you can give us 2 and Saruti thinks they're on point, I'll give you the points.
Okay. The most obvious one was when she fell off a moped and had to go to hospital and then was in Jungle Hospital and hurt her face and her leg. And then the second one was when I believe was in the Philippines, where she went on this hike and it was in caves and then you had to climb over this big boulder with like a massive drop and it was really scary.
Ding, 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 ding. So near death both of those times. So yeah, I think give her all the points. That is correct.
20 points for Hannah. That was phenomenal. You really do know each other. Question 7 for you, Saruti. I asked Hannah, what is something that happened while you and Saruti were together that you still laugh while you think about?
I can't even remember what I said.
What? I feel like there have been so many. One specific
Oh, no, I remember what I said.
Okay, I think the thing that I still definitely remember and laugh about a lot is when we tried to climb to go see, when we went to LA and we tried to go see the Hollywood sign and we ended up just summiting Mount Hollywood. And it was no mean feat because it was an absolutely boiling day. We'd been out the night before, so we were very hungover. We had one small bottle of water between us. Hannah didn't have a hat on. It's absolutely scorching. We finally figured out how to get off the fucking mountain because there's no like cell service or anything up there. And then we went to go watch England play in a sports bar. And we ordered like 50 chicken wings. And I was standing in the toilet for quite a while feeling like I was going to be sick because I definitely think we both had sunstroke. And then that night we went on Harmontown.
The actual answer was walking around Cuba with an umbrella.
Ah, okay. Both very heat related though.
Yeah,
but
that's
yes,
true.
You're right.
That was just the first one I could think of. I think your Hollywood one's better.
No, but you're right. Hannah did find it endlessly amusing that when we were in Cuba, it was like 40 degrees and I would walk around with a black rain umbrella.
Not a parasol, ladies and gentlemen. Like one you'd buy in Boots for a quid.
Yeah, just a fucking £1 black rain umbrella.
She pulled it off though, to be honest. I just found it very funny.
Oh, it is funny. And the pictures are out there.
Question 8 for Hannah. I asked Saruti, who is better at directions, you or Hannah? What was her answer?
I think she probably said we were both shit.
She did. She said you were both pretty shit. But it might be her. But you know what? I'm going to give you the points because you almost read it word for word.
There was no other answer to that, really.
We've been driving around in foreign countries enough to know that neither one of us has a strong suit in that department.
No one's winning any navigation prizes over here.
I asked Saruti. No, I didn't. I asked Hannah. What is your go-to meme? Saruti, do you know what she said?
Ah, her go-to meme. She uses so many, but I'm going to say, is it that one of the Muppet with the fire behind him?
Oh my God, it's Elmo on fire.
Well done.
Yes. Fuck yeah.
I didn't even send Seb the GIF. I just typed elbow on fire.
Yeah.
Knew it.
Hannah, I asked Saruti, What's your favourite cuisine? Do you know her answer?
Dim sum.
She said Pan-Asian.
Ah, oh, come on.
I reckon give her that, yeah.
I think we'll give you that. I think we'll give you that. Question 9 for you, Saruti. I asked Hannah, who is her biggest guilty crush? Do you know the answer?
Hannah's biggest guilty crush? Oh, God. Is it Peter Andre?
Weirdly, still, it's actually Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson. Oh, all right. Yeah, okay.
I'm not even that,
that
sorry about it, to be honest. I was actually sitting on my bed for about 5 minutes being like, who do I fancy? What is fancying?
No, I didn't know that, but okay. I'll take the loss on that. I'll take the loss on that.
Peter Andre was an excellent guest.
Thank it you. And
half the name was right, so you can't get much closer than that and still get minus 20.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
Hannah.
Yes.
This is your final question.
Okay.
And the final question as a quiz in this newly dad's game. I asked Saruti, what skill are you most proud of? Do you know what her answer was?
Oh, God. Skill I'm most proud of. Oh, I don't know. I can sing all right.
Saruti said talking.
Oh, I thought you meant what skill am I most proud of about myself?
Yeah, it was.
Right.
Sorry, I completely fuck. I fucked that up. Take the points away. Take 50 points. I don't even deserve it. Wasn't fucking concentrating.
I can't sing. All right.
Yeah. No. Sorry. I just completely lost my way there for a second.
No, I did. I did think it was weird because Saruti is notoriously tone deaf.
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. I fucked it up. I'm sorry.
It's fine. We're not going to do minus 50. We'll just do a solid minus 20. Okay. Saruti, your final question.
Ready.
I asked Hannah, what's her favourite swear word? Do you know the answer?
Oh my God, I don't know. Is it like something imaginative? Can I
have
a clue?
No, it's super basic.
Oh, is it fuck?
It is fuck.
Yeah!
Right, fantastic. That's the end of the quiz. I'll give me 2 minutes and I'll do the scores on the doors. After that round, your final scores are thusly. Hannah is on 92 points. 92.5, actually, to be specific. And Saruti is on 237.5. That last round really did work quite heavily in Saruti's favour.
Never mind.
That feels too far away for me to even feel smug about it. I'm sorry.
I'll get you next time.
Let's keep it a rolling tally so no one wins today.
No, it's all right. You can have it. I'll make you a tiny crown.
Yay. Just what I always wanted.
Just what we all need during lockdown. Small, regal items.
Trinketry. Yeah, I don't know.
Exactly.
Is that a word? That's what I want, if nothing else. So, no, that's very exciting. Thank you so much, Mr. Seb Quizmaster, for putting together today's quiz.
Yeah, so if you liked it, let us know. We'll do another one.
Maybe we could even try doing one, because I know people were like, oh, you can do an Instagram Live where there's multiple people streaming from different locations. Maybe we could do one on video next time, so let us know. Like, if that is something that people want. Obviously, that's less accessible if you don't have social media. That's why we did it this way this time. So, yeah, enjoy.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.